All right, guys, welcome back to the second part of our podcast, the Chicken and Liquor Hour. I hope you enjoyed those sponsored messages. Will, tell us what we're getting into right about now.
I wouldn't buy a fucking Casper mattress.
Not you ever disrespect my sponsor. We are here to play America's favorite game. Janice, what is that game?
Florida or nah?
Florida. She really enunciates Florida.
Florida?
Florida.
It's like how I announce, enunciate Murray. I'm not doing it. Nope. I thought I had it. I thought I had it on the first try.
I'm scared now.
Janice, I was planning on making it into the Jeopardy like you like for me to do with all the trivia and Florida and all. But I thought that you had canceled tonight's podcast, so I don't have it like you'd like. But moving forward, it will be posted in like the Jeopardy template that you like when it's on shared screen.
That's all right. Miscommunication happens.
All right. Yeah, eyebrows look nice.
Thank you.
They look mid.
Damn.
You would say that off camera, Ja'Cory.
Right, coward. Right, coward.
I'm getting some more rum chata. That's why
You know what? My favorite part of this is making a trailer out of one of us clowning Janice.
What fucking minute are we on? I'm going to make a video out of this.
Let's just roast Janice for like 10 minutes.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
My favorite Filipino rapper.
Yo, if anybody's listening, protect me at all costs.
I don't care. Janice is the same one that made the Martin Luther King. What's your favorite barbecue holiday? I'll never forget that for the rest of my life. I will never forget that.
Now it is in your top five. It better be.
Yes, no, that's up there with you being a Filipino Tuskegee Airman, whatever he said.
Good God.
Flight controller in Vietnam.
Specifically.
It's worse because you're not Vietnamese. That's what makes it worse.
Right. That's what... tomato, tomato.
Oh my God.
Look how you eat sand. A fried sand sandwich.
This old Beastie Boys fan over here looking at us. Do you wear Tim's, Janice?
I haven't owned a pair of Tim's since I lived in New Jersey.
Since you stole some TVs from...
From Kohl's?
Yes, from Kohl's.
Yeah, I'm not allowed back there, actually. That's for real.
Wait a minute, she said, that's for real. Hey, y'all. Janice, I heard stealing TVs from Kohl's at 12 years old, bro.
How did you do it? How did you get out with a TV?
That's the thing. It wasn't TVs. for legality reasons, I can't get into it. But just know I did the community service.
They're not checking for you.
They better not be.
That was 10 years ago, bro. You good? But wait a minute. Didn't you just like get a letter from them a couple of years ago?
Oh, no.
Hold on, Ja'Cory. Wait a minute.
What? All right. These are all separate occasions. So, yeah. All right. Everybody, I have a fucking track record with the law. No, I was getting sued for not paying off a certain debt. The Kohl's situation I had to go to court for. I don't know where you guys are getting a third idea from, but that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
So I have to anticipate it.
There's a Kohl's and there's a lawsuit, but those are two separate things. So moral of the story is, she was a thug.
Yeah.
Y'all watching this, there's two black men and a nice Filipino woman with nice eyebrows. Who did you think is the thug here?
Everybody has to default to me.
Boom. Boom. Can't wait for that to be the trailer for this podcast.
Dennis got banned from the zoo for feeding a chicken sandwich to an ostrich.
That was on a news headline. Is that in Florida or not? Because
Florida or not. All right. Let's play. Oh, y'all are such jackasses. All right. Janice, you're first. Florida or not?
All right.
Authorities stopped 6 gallons of an industrial chemical solvent known on the streets as coma in a bottle, a highly addictive depressant that affects the central nervous system and can cause respiratory distress, coma, or even death, was headed to this state before being confiscated by the government. Did the order was placed in Florida or not? Coma in a bottle. Coma in a bottle. Nope, it's not fentanyl.
Oh, wow. Wait, what is coma in a bottle?
He just said it.
Google it, Jacory.
Yeah.
Right. I said it, but Google it. See what it says. Coma, she's looking. Why does she really does? She does always look like she's trying to, hey, you can fly here. She's always putting in the coordinates for an airplane.
We already been through this.
Yeah, but you don't look like a Tuskegee Vietnamese pilot.
No, you look like a telemarketer in Albuquerque.
Oh my god. Have you guys seen that fucking documentary yet?
Yeah. Oh my, the telemarketer documentary?
Yeah.
No. That shit that shit crazy.
Yeah, I'm ready to fucking watch that.
What is it on?
HBO Max. No, actually, it's just called
it's just Max now.
It's just Max. Yeah.
My bad. Shout out to the sponsors.
Shout out to my sponsors, Max. We out here. Maybe if I just keep saying it in front, it'll happen. So shout out to my sponsors, Max, and the telemarketers documentary on there.
And Casper.
And Casper so far. So shout out to my sponsors. But that doc, do you have Max, Jacory?
Yeah, I do have.
Oh, no, you got to watch that telemarketers documentary. It's entertaining, and it's so real and authentic, and it's a deep dive for real. And you see how these people really ain't shit, and you see them go from getting high, drinking, having fun, and then soon someone calls, they got the type of headset that Janice has on, and they go straight into that phone voice. And they just lying their asses off and they screwing all these old people out of money and shit.
Yeah. No, it's only 3 parts. So you can get it done in like a week.
But each part's like an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check it out. Maybe I'll start tonight.
But and then we're going to talk about it on the next podcast.
Okay. Go ahead, Jacory.
I've seen BS High.
Oh, I just watched that this last week.
Right, what is it?
BS High. It's about this man that basically created a fake high school.
Just so he could have a football team.
Yeah, like he created a fake high school so he have a football team with a mixture of actual high school kids and some motherfuckers that was like 23 and 24 as well. And he put them in a horrible situation. They got to play on ESPN one game, and that's when they got discovered when they got on ESPN. He gave them the hardest schedule in the country, and they was getting murdered by everybody. And he had these kids living in a fucking hotels, libraries, dorms, and then
he wasn't paying for any of these hotels.
No, oh yeah, he's in hella debt. He wasn't paying for none of them. And then he even said, like, the kids would be hungry and stuff. So early in the day, he would call Publix and order like all these rotisserie chickens, pub sandwiches, and all of that, knowing that if he orders it at 12 p.m. and doesn't pick it up, all they're gonna do is discount it around 7 o'clock. So he will order all that. Where it might be $400, and then when he goes picks it up, it's only $100 later that evening, because you know they discount all the food they didn't sell in the deli early in the day. Because that's why, just for the people listening, when I go to Kroger and Publix and Walmart later in the evening, I be getting hella rotisserie chickens and vegetable trays and fruit trays that are 80% off in the evening. Just letting y'all know. And so he did that on purpose just to feed these kids that were starving and shit. Or whatnot. So like he screwed these kids over. Like there's some of them is like homeless now, which is crazy. And they did this documentary on Netflix with him or whatever. And he had no remorse whatsoever. Oh, now he looked like a villain.
He does. He has crazy eyes.
What was you about to say before that?
So that's on Max too. That's not Netflix.
My bad, not Netflix. It's on Max. My bad. It's on Max. But BS High, like, because the school was called Bishop Sycamore, but the initials happened to be BS High.
Wow.
And he was also, just like,
the craziest part is he actually didn't break any laws in the whole like setting up a fake school, because he made it a religious school, like a religious private school. And there's no law against making a fake religious school because states can't regulate that.
And they didn't know they would have to make laws for that because they didn't think somebody would do the shit that he did. And boom.
There's always one.
Yep. And now he's done it. He screwed these people over, bro. He screwed them up. And then even one of the kids that was a quarterback, he got accepted to Grambling State. And then they found out about him at BS High and they revoked the scholarship, unfortunately. So this man screwed these kids over. And he's like, this ain't the end of my... Like the faces he was making. The faces he was making, he looked like a true evil villain, bro. So, I was about to say shout out. So, no, not shout out to him. So, Janice, comb in a bottle. Florida or not?
Nah? I'm going to say nah.
Ja'Cory, what do you think? We're going to go ahead and ask you to.
I'm going to say no. What's that state with all the meth? Is that like New Mexico or Arizona?
New Mexico, Missouri, Southwest Kentucky, South Central Kentucky, but definitely Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I would say that was headed for New Mexico.
It's Florida.
Wow.
What? I didn't get the city, but it's Florida. Yeah, it didn't say the city. All right, Ja'Cory. A brawl erupts at a local golf course because of slow play. Seven men erupted into a brawl because the first party was slower than the second group liked. Is this Florida or not?
Sounds a lot like Florida.
Why?
That's too obvious.
Golf courses, old people fight. Well, we don't know if they're old, but a lot of
them. I saw the video. They were not old.
Okay.
Scottsdale, Arizona, for sure.
Scottsdale.
That's a good guess. That's a good guess.
I'm gonna say Florida.
She doesn't say Florida. You do say Florida.
Yeah.
Lakeland, Florida.
God damn it.
Lakeland. God, she sound like an old white man right there. God damn.
God damn it,
Bobby. Damn it, Bobby.
God damn it, Bobby.
All right, Janice. Oscar Solis was charged with first degree murder after being found to rob, dismember, and eat the body of an Uber Eats driver who was making his last delivery of the night. Is this Florida or not? Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Huh?
Was he on bath salts?
No, he was not. He wasn't on anything, actually, reading it. Well, reading the article, it didn't say he was on anything whatsoever. And the way they find out was because the wife of the victim kept calling him and he didn't answer. So she finally called the police because he had mentioned that it was his last delivery. They was texting and he was like, I'll be home shortly after this delivery. He didn't make it home. She kept calling. He didn't answer. So she called the police. They called the Uber Eats company. They found his last route or whatnot. Then they got in touch with the person's roommate. Mm-hmm. And the roommate showed them like the video cameras and evidence and stuff. And it showed him and another person dragging garbage bags out to the dumpster or whatnot. And it showed him putting stuff in. So they went and searched the dumpster and they found human remains. And they found that he like dismembered it. And then he finally admitted that he ate some of it as well.
This woman's husband?
The woman's husband got killed.
And eaten?
But yeah. Yes. He got eaten. Yeah, so rest in peace to him, because I don't want to just make it a game. Rest in peace to him.
I don't think that's but Florida.
Is this Florida or not? Ja'Cory's never puts anything aside from Florida.
Nothing.
Big question. Bigger question. Did they put mayo on it?
Wow. That's the comment that will have this podcast canceled.
That's the comment, right? She said, that's the comment? Not when y'all was calling me a Vietnamese.
Oh my God.
So, Ja'Cory? No, who we on? Janice.
Oh.
Florida or not? You don't think it's Florida?
I don't think so.
Ja'Cory, what you think?
Okay, even though I put nothing past Florida, that seems like a level of just sinister that you don't even get here.
Because there's weird crimes in Florida, not that type
right,
of shit.
Right. No. That might be like California or something. Because, you know, those people are fucked up. out the whole state. I'm going to guess Cali.
Holiday, Florida.
Wow.
What? What, bro? Where wow. the fuck is Holiday, Holiday, Florida?
Yeah, go ahead and look it up. Janet's already looking it up.
I am. Shut up. I swear to God, if you make one more comment.
Nope, I won't. I won't. I won't.
Thank you. Oh, Tampa.
Hey, yeah, it's over by the Tarpon Springs.
Bruh. I'm glad I didn't DoorDash.
It's
Red Stripe.
It's where?
Tarpon Springs, over by there.
When I don't know that area. What's that?
Hey, Pasco. It's relatively close to Tampa and St. Petersburg.
Oh, okay. So it's like South Central Florida?
It's like north of Clearwater.
Oh, okay, north of Clearwater.
You don't know where Clearwater is, Will.
Yes, I do, motherfucker. I've been down.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't believe him when he was like, all right.
Yes, yes. Yes, I have been down that way to Clearwater. I know Clearwater. So I went to Clearwater Beach.
Cool.
He's so fucking annoying. All right. all right, Ja'Cory, Florida or nah? Charles Doty Jr., 64, pled guilty to 4 counts of aggravated assault after threatening employees of a Little Caesars with an AK-47 rifle. Doty became angry when told it would take 10 minutes to make his pepperoni pizza. After asking for free breadsticks, Doty exited the store and returned with an AK-47.
That's Florida.
You like that's Texas.
Like, that does sound hella Texas.
That story sounds vaguely familiar to me, like I've heard it before, but
it did hit like national headlines. I will say that it hit national headlines.
Okay, it just also sounds like something a person from Florida would do is pull out
definitely
because their food was taking too long
because they're hot and ready wasn't ready.
Yeah,
that's true. I feel like if I say Florida, I'm just gonna get it wrong again. But I'm going to say Florida.
Ja'Cory, what you going with?
I'm going Florida.
Y'all say Florida? Damn, Janice was right. She going to get it wrong.
Motherfucker. It's
Knoxville, Texas. I mean, Tennessee. I said Texas. Oh, right? She got excited. She got excited.
Excited to feel even worse.
Knoxville, like, oh, Tennessee. Knoxville, Tennessee. Little Caesars. Put an AK-47. Pizza wasn't ready. Let me ask for some breadsticks. And they said, no. All right, I'm going to my car and get my AK then. Fuck y'all.
Did the guy get arrested? Do you know?
Yeah. So the police arrived before. The police got there after he had already left, but they captured him like an hour later. So he ended up, I think he ended up getting like 4 years in prison.
40 years?
Yes.
God dang.
He got 4 years. Not 40, 4 years.
Oh, four. I thought you said 40.
Four.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Nigga, you bring an AK-47. I want you to go to jail forever. Fuck you, Charles. Shoot.
Yeah, but he didn't actually shoot anyone. That's how I was like, dang.
He threatened me. He may have. Shit.
I get you, but I'm just saying, like, the laws in places like that aren't going to be as hard on people for just pulling out guns.
Especially not in the South.
Yeah.
All right, Ja'Cory. Around 1 a.m., deputies.
No, that was mine. It's Janice's turn.
Don't you ever interrupt me again, bro.
Yeah, I was always trying to look over women, like just skip y'all and not give y'all a hit.
No, not just women, Filipino women. So it's okay. Damn. He said, damn.
I'm double marginalized in this podcast.
You sure are. You're a woman and you're Filipino. But you have nice eyebrows.
Ja'Cory said they were mid.
What does Ja'Cory know? He doesn't even have a girlfriend. He keeps lying.
Bro, you don't even have eyebrows.
Right. If y'all look at me on here, it doesn't look like I have eyebrows, though.
They're under my glasses.
Did you say true? You didn't have to agree so quick.
True.
Fuck wow, you, don't, you really don't. You should pencil them in.
All right, I should have never said nothing.
Yeah,
now you know. Did you say pencil on me? All right, y'all going to see me out here like...
Get them tattooed.
I'm pretty
on.
Sure there's a Zoom filter for that.
I am in Atlanta. I could find somebody to do it.
No, you know those like joke glasses people wear with the really thick eyebrows and the big nose and the mustache? You should just wear for those.
I have enough mustache for that. I don't need that. Okay, all right, Janice, whatever. Around 1 a.m., deputies approached a man sitting in his green Ford Explorer in a Winn-Dixie parking lot. When asked what he was doing there, the man replied, "Just eating a sandwich." When records revealed he had an active warrant, he came clean about the meth he was hiding in an M&M bag inside his socks. Is this Florida or not? Nah?
Eating a sandwich.
1 a.m. in a Winn-Dixie parking lot. I'm just eating a sandwich.
Can I just have some alone time?
Hey, excuse me, sir. Sir. What are you doing in here?
I'm just eating a sandwich.
Like, I can't eat a sandwich? Like, I got my... Hold on. I got my steakums.
Extra mayonnaise.
If I was a cop and he would have told me he had a steakum sandwich, I would have been like, all right, carry on.
Right.
He would have been like, how... You got another half of it, though? You got some more, though? So, Janice, what you think? Is this Florida or an all?
You said meth.
Why do you keep bringing meth up? I didn't say nothing about meth. No, I'm just playing.
I feel like it's Michigan. Wait, do they have Winn-Dixie's in Michigan?
Hold on. You know, I'm going to just go ahead. Are you about to look it up? Do they have Winn-Dixie? That's about to be her Google. Do they?
What states have Winn-Dixie? Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi. All right. Well, yeah, I don't think this is Florida.
She's over here cheating.
She's doing detective work to see where it's at.
No, I asked her chat GPT.
What?
Corey?
Do you have an answer?
I did. I said I don't think this is Florida.
Wait a minute. Where did you say the Winn-Dixies were?
Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, and Mississippi.
Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, and Mississippi.
All the worst places.
Not Florida. I don't think so. I think not.
Ja'Cory?
I also don't think it's Florida.
What do y'all think it is if it's not Florida?
I'm going to say Louisiana.
Why?
I don't know. This seems trashy.
Florida doesn't?
I'm just dissing all these states on your podcast.
Janice. You think it's Mississippi? Wow. The place with the highest black population. See, here she goes again.
Mississippi and meth both start with the letter M.
Oh, don't forget, the meth was found in an M&M bag.
Yo, alliteration. So there's a lot of connections here.
Well, both of you niggas is wrong.
Oh, fuck.
It was Pensacola, Florida.
Damn.
Bro, you sprinkled a lot of Florida in this game.
I sure did, didn't I? and now y'all gonna be in for the last three, because now y'all not gonna be sure for these last ones.
Yeah, I won't be.
I'm not gonna be sure. Oh, I'll be. Woman served as an in-home nursing assistant for an 88-year-old Alzheimer's patient. She was arrested after opening credit cards in patient's name to get $7,000 plus of cosmetic procedures for herself. Tiffany Acuna, 31. And when I say Tiffany Acuna, 31, she's white. This white woman looked like she was about 52.
You sure she's white?
Yes. She looked white because they said she was 31, but she looked 52. That's all I'm saying. Tiffany Acuna, 31, was arrested after contacting the victim's husband, saying she wanted him to sign a written agreement that she would pay him $1,000 every month until the money was returned to prevent criminal charges. So she didn't want to go to jail. She was going to be like, hey, look, bro, I'm going to pay you this $1,000 a month. Just don't call the police. I know I owe you $7,000, so give me 7 months.
Mm-hmm. You said she got cosmetic surgery.
Yes.
This sounds like a straight up Broward County scammer. Like, also, the reason why I asked if she was white, because Acuna is like a very common Latin name, so I thought you were just pronouncing
it. Sounds No, you're right. No, you're right, because it's A. I know the name, so you're right. It's A-C-U-N-A. It's that common Latin name.
Yeah, so this sounds like a Dominican scammer from Broward.
But I saw a picture of her, and she looked white as shit.
Oh, some of them do.
Touche. Touche.
I don't want to throw Dominicans under the bus. Maybe Cuban.
Actually, that's... I don't want to throw them under the bus either, but you are more correct when you say that.
Okay, so I think it's Florida, for sure.
I think it's Florida.
If it's not Florida, I'm a quit, because that's the most Florida crime I've ever heard of.
Is it?
I mean, think about it.
It's got all the trappings of Florida.
Old people, inpatient.
You said old people.
Yeah, old people. At home patient care.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. The first, she's old people, because you're right there. My bad. Go ahead, Ja'Cory.
Yeah, old people. At home patient care, the in-house nurse scamming the patient, stealing credit cards to buy cosmetic surgery, and her last name is Acuna. That's Florida.
Y'all right, it's Miami, Florida.
Finally.
I almost got the city right too.
It's Miami. It's Miami, Florida.
Oh my
God. Yeah, that is very hella South Florida.
Oh, Florida, yeah.
Derek Porter was arrested after he allegedly broke into a church, baptized himself, attempted to steal various electronics, and caused $8,000 in damage to the church. Is this Florida or not?
Kind of sounds like New York.
Actually, I could see that.
I just feel like robbing a church is a New York thing because they're grimy.
That is true. That is some grimy. They don't give a shit.
But does it say what kind of church it was? Was it like a mega church?
No, it was not a mega church. I'm going to just say yes. I'm going to just answer yes or no. It was not a mega church. I answered yes or no questions.
Let's say nah.
Nah, it's not Florida.
That's right.
Ja'Cory, you said the same thing?
No, yeah, it's not Florida. I'm going to guess New York.
Damn, bro. It's Bay County, Florida.
Yeah.
Bro, are all of these just Florida besides like two of them?
So far.
Oh my God.
So far. So that's y'all hood. That's y'all hood. 32-year-old Amy Kemper was arrested on child neglect charges after she brought her 11-year-old son into a hotel room with two other men she used drugs with and had a menage a trois with. Upon leaving with one man, she thought the 60-year-old man was snoring weirdly, but she left her son only to return to find the man was unresponsive. He later passed away and died, and the officials took her son for child neglect charges. Okay. Is this Florida or not?
That also sounds very Florida.
Damn. So white? She took her, say what?
Are they white?
Yes. So she took her son to a hotel room that she was doing drugs with these two other men. She had sex with them and everything. And so the story goes, her and another man was about to leave because the old 60-year-old man, he was sleeping and he was snoring. And she was like, oh, I thought he was snoring kind of weirdly, but I didn't think nothing much of it. So she left with the other dude, but left her 11-year-old son in the same hotel room with this old 60-year-old man sleeping.
Or whatnot. And dying.
And she came back and that nigga was unresponsive and he died. So she called the police herself and explained it or whatever. And they were like, who's this little kid here? Oh, that's my son. This shit crazy. So, yeah. Is this Florida or an all?
I'm going to guess Florida.
I'm going to say no.
Not Florida?
Yeah.
Janice always gets this wrong when she goes against Florida. It's It's Flagler County, Florida.
Flagler County.
Flagler.
Flagler. Sorry.
You didn't have to laugh at me, bro. Like, you didn't have to laugh at me. What's your what cities is that, Ja'Cory?
Isn't that St. Augustine?
I think so.
Flagler College is in St. Augustine.
Oh, okay. Well, that's where she left her 11-year-old son with this dying 60-year-old man when she had a threesome and was smoking drugs and drinking and shit. Like, y'all really are different down there in Florida, bro. What happened to y'all? How come y'all didn't end up like them?
Because I'm not technically from Florida.
No, nigga, that's your hood, bro.
Is it, though?
You do have some, like, Janice has some up north 1991 vibes about her, though. New York 1991 vibes. She has some Beastie Boy vibes about her.
She looks like she should be on the show City Guys. Like, as one of their girlfriends or something.
Janice, do you know that show? Wait a minute. Ja'Cory, you know that show?
Yes, I know that show.
You know City Guys with the white dude and the black dude?
Yeah.
Why do you know that show?
That would be pretty cool if I was on there.
What you said, Ja'Cory?
Do you remember how the theme song goes? Isn't it like
C-I-T-Y? Yeah.
something B-Y, City Guys.
C-I-G-Y, yes. City Guy, bruh. What? How the fuck do you know that shit?
It used to come on TV. I've seen a few episodes.
Ja'Cory, how old are you really, bruh? Tell the truth.
I'm 28.
No. Tell the truth, bruh.
The truth. I'm 28.
Come on. You older than me, bro. Like, you about 30.
Beyond his years.
You about 44.
You're not 44.
Who raised you, Ja'Cory?
A lot of pop culture stuff I know.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, Ja'Cory. I'm sorry. Hold on. What did you say, Janice?
The streets.
She's so dumb and shit. The Orlando streets. No, hold on. All right, Ja'Cory, who raised you, bro? What was you about to say?
The reason I know about so much stuff from the 90s is because I grew up around, like, my uncles and aunts who were, like, slightly older than me. So, like,
but they're not, like, a whole lot older than you, though?
Nah, they're, like, 7-8 years older than me. So, like, they've gone to a lot of 90s stuff, and I got a lot of it from them.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Are your uncles and aunts, like, 35, 36?
Yeah, and slightly older.
So,
yeah.
you look at me as, like, an uncle?
Yeah,
Will.
Yeah,
OG. I slapped the shit out of you. Stupid. Yeah, OG. That's how I knew I was starting to get older. When I had one of my students, this black kid, he's from Mississippi. He old as shit, and he started calling me OG. I said, "Damn." And am I getting older now? They calling me OG now.
Shut the fuck up.
I had these two black girls call me Unc, and then this one black dude called me OG. That's when I knew I was getting older.
See, I'm not there yet.
That's where you have to draw the line.
A few people have called me Big Bro.
Oh, yeah. You on the way. That's why y'all used to make fun of me, because I'm like, y'all used to be like, Will, you think you so much older than me. And then when I look back at it, like, oh, yeah, I'm really not that much older than y'all.
You're really not.
Janice, calm down. You're still always going to be 19 in my head, so.
How old I was when I started working there?
You was about 20. I was like 27 though.
I mean, honestly, it's been 9 years since, like, my freshman year of college. So
9 years?
Yeah.
But you, women, when did you start working with us? Was that your freshman year? What year was you?
You're younger than me?
She's like a year younger than you, right?
But I turned 28 in November. I'm in 95.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Ja'Cory, what's your birth year?
95, June.
June 95, and you are, Janice, what are you again?
November 95.
Oh, she's just a couple months.
Yeah.
Damn.
So your freshman year was 2014, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, mine was 2013.
Yeah, yeah, He was bald when I first met him.
I had a buzz
cut. When I was transferring from New Jersey to Florida, something happened. I pretty much, like, got held back a grade.
she was trying to get away from them warrants for stealing them TVs from Kohl's.
Exactly.
One minute. What year was that, Janice, when you came in for your interview and started working with us? Wasn't that going into the summer?
Mm-hmm. So that was okay. Freshman year.
It was after your freshman year.
So 2015.
That was after your freshman year, though. Or not?
I'm pretty sure I was, wait. No, yeah, sophomore year going into junior. So
oh, sophomore cool. Going to junior year.
Yeah.
Summer 2015.
Yeah.
So okay. you were like 19 or 20 stealing TVs from Kohl's?
I was 19.
Wow. I thought you were like... like mad young.
No, that was a fabrication on your part. Nope. Yeah, well, I knew better and I still did it anyway, so. Why are you laughing?
So were you, well, so you're from up north. Were you like a booster?
No. I had never stolen until a booster, like fucking stealing shit off of cars.
Right.
Yeah, well, no.
Boosters steal stuff for other people.
Oh, no. No. I work okay. for myself.
Where was your sister at during this time while you was working for yourself?
Bro, she was... but she was doing her own thing. She was working for herself.
All right. I gotta go pee. We about to pee.
All right, everybody, we have to take a quick break, but after these messages, we'll be right back with the final section of our podcast.
Segment, not section.
Whatever.
Say it again, Jagori. Do it again.
Oh, my God.
All right, everyone, we have to take a quick break, but after these messages, we'll be right back with the last segment of our podcast.
Chicken and Liquor Hour.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Big Jan, J-Bug, she's supposedly a hip-hop head, but she's struggling. She be struggling with this hip-hop trivia, y'all.
I kind of fell off it. I'm not going to lie, everybody. I need to get back on it.
Yeah, she fucking up. She done left and moved to the particular city she's in and been around these white folk.
Uh-huh. I know. I played Down From My Thing. By Bone Thugs around a white person and they did not like that song.
See, she fucking up. She been around these other folk.
And I got really excited at first before they had that reaction because I was like, yo, I know like
she was excited. She's the excited. First fucking
verse. And I'm like creeping up out of the woods, bro. Like, come on, let's go. And then they're like, I don't like this song, Janice. Like, it's kind of like giving me a lot of anxiety. And I'm like, God damn.
She was excited, and then it turned her whole vibe around. See, you fucking up, bro.
You've been around them. Said,
stay woke. Look, you random people that say stay woke now. See,
I never all say right. that though.
Yeah, but they say it. Not to you though, but they say it. All right, Janice, it's for you. This rapper is the most Grammy-nominated rapper to have never won a Grammy with 17 nominations. What rapper has the most Grammy nominations ever to have never won a Grammy? And it's not going to be multiple choice, because if it was, you might get it.
Jay-Z.
I want y'all to see my face, because Jay-Z has won multiple Grammys.
All right, so I'm just getting that wrong. Okay.
Ja'Cory's over here like, I think I know it.
He knows every fucking answer.
Ja'Cory, do you think you know it?
Oh, this one is tough for me. I knew, of course, it wasn't Jay-Z because he's won so many Grammys. But I'm not sure who this could be.
I have he said, I know I may not have it, but Janice dumb as shit for saying Jay-Z.
I didn't say that, Janice. I wouldn't.
That's what he thought. That's what he thought, though.
Thank you, Ja'Cory. I know you thought it, but thank you for saying it.
Well, thank you for not saying it. Thank you for just thinking it and not saying it. So it's not Jay-Z. This rapper has the most Grammy nominations to have never won a Grammy. And it's not Jay-Z. I'll also give you another hint. It's not Nas. Because Nas won his first Grammy back in 2021, I think.
Yeah, but Nas also hasn't been nominated for that many either. So I wouldn't have.
No, he definitely hasn't been nominated for that many. But he won his first finally back in 2021 with him and Hit-Boy. Come on, Jan.
That's like Leo winning for The Revenant, like winning an Oscar for The Revenant.
Nas is the Leonardo DiCaprio of hip hop.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, he's the Leno DiCaprio. That's going to be another podcast. We're going to do that. Who's the rappers of hip hop and who's the rappers of acting?
That'd be fun.
And we're going to do, say what?
We've done athletes like years ago. Like, who are the athletes of hip hop?
Yeah.
Ooh, actors would be a fun one.
Yeah, we'll do that. Janice is really up her thinking, bro. She's struggling. She's rubbing her eyebrows. She's rubbing her eyebrows.
Give an answer.
I don't know who it is either.
So but you got to answer first, bro. The rapper who has the most rap nominations for a Grammy,
but never won,
and it's not Jay-Z or Nas.
Okay, I have to think.
I'll give you a hint. It's a black man.
Fucking Snoop Dogg.
What's y'all's final answers, bro?
I feel like that was kind of an educated guess, but
you are correct. It's Snoop Dogg.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg has never won a Grammy.
Wow. That's
ain't that kind of like when you first think about it, it's crazy to think about, right?
Yeah.
But Snoop Dogg's probably the most famous rapper of all time. I think we've talked about this plenty of times.
But also, like, him and Jay-Z's career also, like, overlap so much that Jay-Z
is
famous, so.
Jay-Z's famous in a different way. Because, like, when you're married to Beyonce as well and how famous Beyonce is, that's different. But everybody knows who Snoop Dogg is, from your 9-year-old cousin to your 62-year-old grandmother. They know who Snoop Dogg is.
Do your students know who Jay-Z is?
Yeah, but they view him as Beyonce's husband.
Oh, what a disgrace.
Yeah, they piss me off. They be like, I mean, he's not that good of a rapper, and I do not argue with no fucking 20-year-old because they don't know what the fuck they talking about, but they say that Jay-Z's just a regular rapper and he's only famous because he's married to Beyonce.
I'm thinking, what songs are they listening to where they think it's probably just his recent stuff.
They only know Jay-Z from Empire State of Mind till now.
Okay, yeah, what? So if you're just going off of that, I can see that. But yeah. If you don't know a person's music like that, you shouldn't say that they're not that good if you don't listen to their music.
They don't know. Well, first of all, this you got to understand. This age range, this generation, they think they know everything because they have access to everything. So whatever you say, it doesn't make any sense because I know everything. So they know Empire State of Mind, Jay-Z. To now. And then actually half of them don't even know Empire State of Mind.
Wow.
So yeah. All right, Ja'Cory. Second question. Which is not a mixtape released by Wale? Which is not a mixtape released by Wale? 11-1-11 Theory, The High Life, More About Nothing, Summer on Sunset. Which is not a mixtape released by Wale? 11-1-11 Theory, The High Life, More About Nothing, or Summer on Sunset?
I'm not that familiar with Wale's mixtapes, so I'm just going to guess Summer on Sunset sounds like a mixtape from another artist.
Okay. Janice, do you want to take a guess?
Can you go through the
mixtapes again? Yes. Which was not a mixtape released by Wale? 11-1-11 Theory, The High Life, More About Nothing, or Summer on Sunset?
The High Life.
So she's going with The High Life. And Ja'Cory, you said Summer on Sunset? Janice is right. The High Life was a mixtape released by Mac Miller.
But I like Wale.
Yes, Wale is one of my favorite mixtape rappers. His mixtapes are top tier. I miss the mixtape era, to be honest. The mixtape era was top. I don't know where y'all stand with them. I don't know where y'all stand with the mixtape era. I don't know how old y'all was, but that mixtape era, when I was in college, that what bro, like 07 that yes, that's where I would get all my music from, Hot New Hip Hop and hiphopdx.com. I would get so much of my music from there. Like when I was in undergrad, it was the Wiz Khalifa, Mac Miller, Big Crit, J. Cole, all that mixtape era. Like Mac Miller, that was the mixtape. The mixtape era was fire. That's when the best probably hip hop music was dropping.
Yeah. That's like our golden age. Like how people talk about the 90s being a golden age.
Like yeah, they talk about like 97, 98, 99 as the golden age.
The blog era was my generation's golden age.
What's the blog era considered?
I consider that like 09 to like 2013 or 14.
See, for me, I would say 08 to 2014 then. I would put in 08 for that for me. So okay. 08 to 2014, that was a great time because Big Crit and Mac Miller and Wiz Khalifa, Drake, J. Cole, man, it was some good. Even shit back then, B.O.B. was dropping some dope music too. Like that was some good shit. Yeah,
his first album, low-key, was one of the best albums of that year. The Adventures of Bobby Ray.
Yeah. Oh no, that shit. Because wasn't that the one with Airplanes and all that?
Airplanes, Nothing on You, Ghost in the Machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fire. All right, Janice. Let's see. We're gonna take it back. We're gonna take it to New York. So maybe you got this. In DMX's What They Really Want From a Nigga, this is the woman he met at an ice cream parlor. Was it Cookie, Vicky, Carla, or Sabrina? In DMX's What They Really Want From a Nigga, featuring Cisco, this is the woman he met at an ice cream parlor. Was it Cookie, Vicky, Carla, or Sabrina?
I don't know.
You remember the song? You remember Barely. The song or not? Barely. No. But you know the Barely. Song I'm talking about.
Yes.
What,
like
what these bitches want from a nigga.
Yeah. Okay. But like I haven't heard it in so long. Uh-huh. Like what context in this year would I have this heard is, that song?
He was yeah, this came out back in like 1999.
Context of being a hip hop head is why you should have heard it this year.
Oh my god.
in the context god. In the like, context of being a hip hop head, motherfucker.
I listened to Ja'Cory, it like 5 months.
Ja'Cory literally audits like my hip hop knowledge every fucking like
I can't remember. Me and Ja'Cory was doing a podcast with one of my homegirls. And they was like, your boy really knows his hip hop. She was like, I thought I knew my hip hop, but he really knows his shit.
Don't you have a friend who goes by like Thugalina or something like that?
Oh, yes. That was her.
Yeah.
Yep. It was Thugalina. because I got to bring her back because she's a hip hop head like a motherfucker.
I want to do an episode.
She was shocked to be like, dumb, your boy, he knows his hip hop though. She was shocked. And y'all both light skinned, so
yeah.
I don't know what they got to do with it. We was just gonna talk to while you keep thinking.
I know. I honestly.
Is it Cookie, Vicky, Carla, or Sabrina? I should post this on Instagram to see if people figure it out.
Oh my god! Don't.
She's gonna be mad at herself if she get this wrong.
I am.
Ja'Cory, do you think you know the answer or no?
Yeah, because he fucking listens Janet, to the shit like once a month.
He still listens to that 90s hip hop every day.
There was a point in time where I was trying to get that verse memorized.
Oh, damn. Damn, you losing. He you came losing, prepared. Janice. You losing, Janice.
All right, fuck it. Cookie.
It is Ja'Cory. Cookie.
Yep, it's Cookie.
Word.
Got it. It's Cookie. I met her at the ice cream parlor. Yep.
Because, like, I'm thinking through all the other names, and I'm like, nah, he wouldn't say that. Nah, he wouldn't say that.
Yes, it's Cookie. You got it, though. Look at you.
I'm doing better.
You're struggling, but you're doing better.
With some luck.
All right, Ja'Cory. What rapper can shit all day because they have 10 bathrooms?
Damn. I remember this lyric.
Uh-huh. That's why I ain't gonna give too much more, because if I say too much, you're gonna get it.
That's like, that's gotta be a Southern.
I think Janice knows it.
My God.
Do those movements again, Janice?
No.
She started doing it and said, "Nah, I'm not doing it."
Yeah, I mean,
She said, "I'm not dancing for the white man." Look at you.
Yeah, that might give me a clue as to who it was if the movements looked.
What rapper can shit all day because they got 10 bathrooms?
Wait.
I should have recorded.
I could be wrong, though.
I should have recorded that part.
No. Only a Southern rapper could have said that.
I mean, you're not totally wrong. That does.
Is it Wayne?
What rapper can shit all day because they got 10 bathrooms? Stressed.
I fucking know. I mean, come on. Okay. Come on, Ja'Cory. You're going to listen to DMX all day, but not this person?
You said you can listen to DMX all the time.
You know what? It sounds like a Southern lyric. I could also see Kanye saying that.
Yeah, you're not wrong though. You're not, because Kanye was wild back in the day too. And today.
I'm just guessing Wayne. I'm guessing Lil Wayne.
Janice, what you saying?
It's Lil Wayne.
She knew it, and you just guessing, but she knew it. Yes, it's Lil Wayne.
I'm kind of mad.
Can you guess what song it was?
No.
What song was it, Janice?
We Be Steady Mobbin'.
There you go, with Gucci Mane.
That's right.
Yep, Gucci. He's looking it up.
You better fact check me.
I was actually responding to a text from my girlfriend.
Nah, don't be. Oh, his girlfriend. So all of a sudden he got a girlfriend. Ja'Cory, it's okay. Ja'Cory, just tell us. Is she real?
I believe you, Ja'Cory.
She goes to a different school, you guys. Just got her.
He goes to fam.
She goes to fam. Yeah. She's like, all right. Look, she texts him like, all right, it's time for you to get to bed now. Like, you ain't said you're gonna be there all night. Calm down.
No, low-key, she does tell me when it's time to go to bed because I stay up too late.
Don't most women, all these women do. Janice does that with her white boyfriend. So mm-hmm.
I do. Keegan does that with his white wife.
Well, Keegan's also white.
White?
Women,
so is their baby.
Who's whiter? Who's whiter? Keegan or Amy?
Keegan.
Damn.
Come on now, it's Keegan. Keegan's white as shit. Ever since Ja'Cory discovered Amy playing all that music, he was like, damn, you know what?
Amy knows the song Sometimes I Rhyme by Nice and Slow. Like, yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
She does know her shit. Keegan, on the other hand.
Keegan is white as shit.
Yeah, Keegan is white. He smells white, too. You know?
Wow.
I told him that before. It's okay.
We've all told him that.
Oh, all right. I guess I still feel bad.
What does smelling white mean?
You can smell other black people.
What is that? That's not an answer to the question.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
I can smell other Filipino people.
He said no, it's not.
I don't know what to tell y'all. I'm assuming that there is some trouble with like
your senses. And then she's gonna tell us. I don't know what to tell y'all, but
if you get it, if you know, you know, you know.
No, we don't know. She said, if you know, you know.
All right, what's the next trivia question?
It's your turn, Janice.
Okay, let me pull up the. She said, if you know, you know. I don't know what to tell you. All right, Janice about to struggle with this one, too. I think both of y'all going to struggle with this. We're going to see.
Oh, my God.
Big Boy from Outkast is cooler than this R&B singer, even when they're sipping a milkshake in a snowstorm, according to his verse from So Fresh, So Clean. Guess it's going to have to be some hints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm cooler. He said he's cooler. Oh, hell. What? You know what? Wait a minute. One of my students just texted me, just a heads up. I just tested positive for COVID. Get the fuck.
A lot of people are.
Coming back, yeah.
He says, coming back, yeah. That's what they're doing. That's what I heard.
A new booster is, it protects against the new variant that's going around.
There's another booster?
Yeah. It's been like
will be.
Past couple weeks.
I'm exhausted. All right, we're going to skip that one. We're going to go to this. This rapper, who we on? Who we on?
It's still James, because you skipped that question.
All right, this rapper couldn't picture having a Super Nintendo when they were dead broke.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Come on, Biggie.
Okay.
What song? Oh, now she's struggling.
How do you know the lyric but not the song?
Because I always get like other songs confused. It's like song dyslexia. Just give me a moment.
What? Lord, well, we can't have dead silence. So, Ja'Cory, what you been up to, bro?
Juicy.
Okay.
You said juicy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said it wrong?
No, you said reluctantly.
Oh, yeah, right. I did.
All right. While a lot of men will save hoes, this rapper is not that heroic, according to his 2011 song.
Save hoes, I'm not that heroic. Dang, that also sounds like a Wayne lyric.
Wait, what is the actual lyric?
I'm not gonna say the actual lyric because you're gonna get it if I say the lyric.
He basically just did say the lyric.
I kinda did, but I'm not gonna say the whole lyric.
Is it Wiz Khalifa?
No, it's not Wiz Khalifa. It's from the same era.
Can you give us a
for the people that's just listening, they really over here thinking, y'all.
I already got it wrong, so
no, I said it's not Wiz Khalifa, but it's from the same era, so that's a hint.
Yeah, that is a hint. I don't know. Yes. J. Cole.
Yes.
What? Let's nope. go.
No, I'm just what? Playing. No, what? I'm just playing. Yeah, it is J. Cole. I'm just playing.
Oh my god.
That's so from that's from him and what's him and Missy Elliott song?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Him and Missy Elliott.
Is it Workout?
No, not Workout. Hold on.
Isn't it sure? Something Waters or something?
Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect. Yeah.
That's oh no, I'm tripping. Song. No, I'm tripping. That is from Workout. My bad. No, she's right. She got it.
Double platinum.
Yeah, Mike. Look at you. He's not about saving hoes. I'm not that heroic. Yeah, you're right. My bad. I'm sorry. Look at Janice. She got it. Okay. All right. Nelly is a sucker for cornrows, manicured toes, parasuco pants, and what else?
Damn. That's the only part of the lyric I don't remember.
Uh-huh. I'm a sucker for cornrows, manicured toes, blah, 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 and parasuco pants. Blah. Uh-huh. I ain't going to give it to you.
Baby fat jeans.
Nope.
But he said jeans already, no?
Wait, what was the last part?
It's from Nelly's EI song. I'll just say that.
Yeah, I remember the song. That didn't help very much.
It's a type of pants.
JNCO jeans.
No, nigga. What? Get your old ass out of here.
That's from that time. That's from that era.
No, but you're wrong.
And it wasn't baby fat? No.
No.
Apple bottom?
No. It's a type of pants, you said?
Yes.
Okay, wait. How does the first part start again? Just let me try and remember it in my head. Of what you said already.
I'm a sucker for cornrows and manicured toes. And that's all you getting.
Fendi cargo pants.
What you say?
Fendi cargo pants. I used to love Nelly when I was
You're close enough, and I'm going to just say this because I'm not going to get it. It's Fendi capri pants.
I was so close.
Why would he be a sucker for cargo pants?
I don't right? know. I could have... Fucking Jacoby, you couldn't even say anything.
I guess like three things.
Okay. Fendi cargo pants, bro. Capri pants. Does Fendi even make cargo pants?
I wouldn't also, be surprised now.
Cargo pants aren't sexy.
All right. You're just mad because you couldn't think of the right answer.
Nah, them shits is baggy than a motherfucker.
Fuck you guys.
She said Fendi cargo pants. When she said it, I was like, come on now. No, it's Fendi capri pants. You was close enough, so I'm going to give it to you.
Thanks.
I'm going to give it to you. All right. This rapper voiced this rapper. Whoa. Calm down.
Whoa.
This rapper voiced the fictional character of Reptar in the Rugrats movie. Was it Ludacris?
Hold up. I don't need multiple choice. It was Busta Rhymes.
Janice, do you want me to give you multiple choice?
I guess it's Busta Rhymes.
He's so fucking annoying. Yes, it's Busta Rhymes.
I haven't gotten anything right this whole game, so I just had to show I really
know. How did you know that?
I don't know. I just know it.
I don't know.
I remember hearing the sandwich.
All right. Jacor, you be quiet. Janice, this is for you.
Oh my God.
What rapper's name is Roger Davis?
Oh, come on.
Wow, I'm not gonna get this.
What rapper is Roger Davis? He's a Southern rapper.
Roger Davis.
He's from the South.
Honestly, that should be the only hint she gets.
Wow.
Okay. He's from the South. I'm going to give him one more. He's from Atlanta.
The way you said that. He's from Atlanta. I don't know this.
His name is the title of one of his albums.
This is true.
I don't know.
Hold on. Let me give one more. He used to walk around with a Bart Simpson chain.
A little Dirk.
What? We just said he's from Atlanta. Dirk is from Chicago.
Okay.
You're so Filipino.
I don't know the answer. What do you want me to say? Atlanta, Gucci Mane.
She's so fucking annoying that she just guessed Gucci Mane, bro. Get the fuck out of here. No, I'm so mad that she just guessed Gucci Mane like that, bro. What made you say that?
Atlanta. I just put two and two together. I was like, there's I have a nothing
lot
else.
Of there's a lot of fucking Raptors from Atlanta. I'm so annoyed.
Atlanta. I don't fucking know, dude.
Did you just mock me?
No.
I heard it, but I wasn't going to say anything.
Right. I heard that shit. You said Atlanta. Like, you said, I heard that shit.
Okay. What is the answer?
Yeah, well, nigga, it's Gucci Mane.
Oh. Why? Fuck.
We ain't hearing one word you just said.
Why are you getting mad at me if I got it right?
Because you can't correctly.
You just guessed that shit.
Oh, okay.
It's like the fourth guess you've gotten right.
I can't.
She's so stunned.
Bro, I don't know what else to say either. Like, nigga, get your eyebrows and your Filipino.
Your headphones.
Your headphones. All right. I got another random question. This is not part of the trivia question. The first song you think of Ludacris.
What's your fantasy?
Oh, get my back. Gosh.
What?
You said get back.
You took a long time.
Okay.
I say Busta Rhymes.
Put your hands where my eyes can see.
I was gonna say that.
No, you nigga.
There's no right or wrong answer to this, Janice. It's just whatever comes to mind first.
Hold on. I don't think I asked Janice this, but I know I asked Ja'Cory this. So if you remember this, Ja'Cory, don't say nothing. But I don't think I asked Janice this. Let's see. This was the first New York rapper to appear on a Dr. Dre track. Did I ask you this, Ja'Cory?
I think I might have given you this question.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I suggested this question to you.
No, you didn't suggest it, but you have guessed it before.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't suggest it, but you got it.
Do you know what it is, Ja'Cory?
I think so.
Why are you asking this? Oh, is this part of the trivia?
Yeah, it's part of the trivia. It's part of the trivia.
I don't know the answer.
Yeah, well, do you remember the question?
Yeah, what East Coast rapper was the first to be featured on a Dr. Dre song?
There you go. Who do you have? Who are you guessing then?
What, Biggie?
Come on, Ja'Cory.
So the only song I can think of, it has two New York rappers on it. I'm thinking of East Coast, West Coast Killers off the Aftermath, like a compilation album.
That has this nigga Ja'Cory is like 58 years old, bro. This shit crazy.
It's deep dive every time.
But that song has Nas and who's the other? I think KRS is on that album. I might be wrong about that. But Nas is definitely on that song.
Who are you guessing, my nigga?
I'm going to say Nas.
This nigga Ja'Cory got it right again.
Well, what song are you talking about, though?
What was the song?
Wait, is it a Dr. Dre song or just a song he produced?
No, it's Dr. Dre featuring Nas. It's called Nas Is Coming.
That's a Nas song with Dr. Okay, Dre.
My bad. It's a Nas song with Dr. Why the fuck does he know this song, bro?
What, Nas Is Coming? That song, it was written.
Janice don't know it.
But you can't use me as a measure for Ja'Cory's knowledge.
Janice don't know it. All right, also, this might be one. Oh, go ahead, my bad.
On the song Hustlers that Nas has with The Game, Nas even references that song when he says, I was the first one from New York rapping with Dre.
Ja'Cory swears he's like 64 years old, bro.
But he likes Nas.
Yeah, I'm a huge Nas fan. And Hip Hop Is Dead came out in 2006. Like, that's not old.
What rap group was originally named the Warnocks?
You mean the Warlocks?
He's so annoying. I've been drinking. It's the Warlocks.
Yeah, I know that one.
He knows it. Come on, Janice.
I don't know. I'm afraid to even give an answer.
Oh, no. Listen to this. Originally named the Warlocks, this group had a name change when signing their record deal by Puff Daddy. Who is this group?
Okay, it's just a guess. So don't come for me, you know? like you did last time.
I would never. You're still going to be mad. I'm going to be upset if you guessed right.
Okay. Well, then I'll guess it wrong. The Fugees?
No. Okay, what were you really going to say?
I honestly didn't have anything else. Please.
Please.
I don't think that's what you were really going to say, Janice. I think you got it.
All right. I don't know. I don't know.
That wasn't your first guess.
Can you... I don't have another guess. Is it a... It's a rap group?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What?
From New York. From New York.
Okay.
What else was you going to ask?
I wasn't going to answer anything else. I don't know why you don't believe me.
Because the Fuji sounds like an intentionally wrong guess.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
But I legitimately do not know.
But you really thought it was the Fugees?
No fucking Boys to Men. I don't know.
What? Nah, she's playing now.
Did you say Boys to Men?
That's what I'm saying. Just playing around. She said Boys to Men. You thought they they went from the Warlocks to Boys to Men.
As a rap group. I said rap group.
Can I get a hint then?
New York, the lead rapper of this group is one of the best lyricists of all time. What else kind of hints can we give, Ja'Cory?
There's not much else we can say without just giving it to her.
Right. There was a rap group out of New York. It was three of them. Nigga, one of them in the last 2 years, when they did a versus, on Instagram as well. And it was top notch.
Okay, that's all you can say about the versus battle, because if anything else, we'd give it to her.
Okay.
The lead
rapper has a dope raspy voice. Oh my gosh. She's not from Jersey. Get the fuck out of here.
And you claim Jersey?
I don't claim Jersey. I never have.
She does. She has.
I don't.
She has.
I can't claim any of these places that I've been
to. You shouldn't.
Well, I'm not gonna play this fucking
game. The Warlocks.
You yelling at me does not make me think of the answer.
The Warlocks. It was three people in this group, bruh, and they are from New York, and they had a dope ass versus on Instagram about 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, bruh.
I don't.
Ja'Cory is disappointed in you.
Then all right. Just say the answer.
Are you ready for the answer? Are you ready for the answer?
Yeah.
It's the Locks.
Okay.
The Locks. They was formerly known as the Warlocks. Nigga, for real?
What do you want me to do, Will?
No. So I'm not disappointed in you, Janice. But do you know who the Locks are?
Yes, I've heard of them. I haven't gotten into them, though.
Okay. Did you know they were on Bad Boy before Rough Riders?
No.
Okay.
So if you asked me to guess between the two, I wouldn't guess both of them.
Janice, I'm going to give you one more.
Please don't.
What? Nope, give you one more. I'm going to give you one more until you get it right. What hip-hop icon helped co-write Will Smith's Getting Jiggy With It, making this their only Grammy hit until 2021?
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
I will slap the shit out of you right now.
What? I am literally going to leave this podcast. Will, you're being such an ass.
Bruh, I thought you was going to get that.
I'm not, though. How do you expect me to get that? After how you berated me last fucking question.
Who has ever berated you? What are you talking about, Queen? My black Nubian god. Ja'Cory, do you know that answer?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know the song won a Grammy though.
All right. Janice. This is the first artist in history to have both their debut and sophomore albums debut at number one in the same year. It's a rapper from New York.
From the same town that the Lox are from, Yonkers.
His first album and second album debuted at number one. He's the first one to ever do that. And he's from Yonkers. Black man, rapper.
He recently passed away in like what, 2022?
Yeah, man. Rest in peace. That nigga dead.
They had a monster truck at his funeral.
That sounds familiar.
Shout out to this black man.
I don't know.
Come on.
I'm trying to think of other hints. He was also on Rough Riders. We had another trivia question earlier in the game based on one of his songs.
If that doesn't give it, Rough Riders and earlier trivia questions, come on, bruh. Bruh.
DMX.
Yes. Good job.
Thank you, God. All right, one more. You know, one more, because that shit was easy.
Wait, was the answer to Getting Jiggy With It, was that Nas?
Yes, it was Nas.
I knew he ghost wrote Wild Wild West. I didn't know he worked on Getting Jiggy With It.
Yes, Nas helped write Getting Jiggy With It. Janice.
Good to know.
Who is the first rapper to be nominated into the Songwriters Hall of Fame?
I feel like you've asked this before, but I don't remember who.
The first rapper to be nominated into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Songwriters Hall of Fame. The first rapper.
Was it Eminem?
I'm not going to say anything until she puts a...
Pharrell?
Ooh. It's not a bad guess.
Was he a rapper?
He did sometimes.
I'm going to just let y'all know, no, it's not Pharrell.
Or Eminem?
I'm not going to say anything today yet. I'm going to let Janice have another answer. But it's not for real.
Okay.
Janet's been struggling, bro.
No, she had a good first half.
Yeah, good first half. Bro, we can't keep that.
I don't know. That's my only guess.
You said Pharrell's your only guess?
Kendrick Lamar.
As in the first rapper into the Songwriters Hall of Fame?
Well, can you just accept the fact that I don't know the fucking
answer? I'm just asking you.
I know, and I'm telling you what my guesses are.
Ja'Cory, what you going with?
I'm sticking with Eminem.
Nigga, it's Jay-Z.
Okay. I was also thinking Jay-Z, but I just didn't know.
No, yeah, you was thinking that, huh? Yeah, you was thinking that. All right, we're coming up on the end of the Chicken Liquor Hour. I think I pronounced that right. I've been drinking.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at something on Instagram.
Anywho, we're coming up on the end of the Chicken and Liquor Hour. Janice Abrows is still fire, so shout out to her. She didn't know a lot of the hip hop trivia, so I'm disappointed.
We just have to tailor her era.
What?
Like 2000s, right?
No, Janice is old, bro. Janice is old. She should know it. She will pop up to me at work with some Beastie Boy shit. So I know her ass is old. Yeah, go ahead and roll your eyes if you want. Yeah, that long neck. I can't wait to like talk about her in person. I'm so excited.
You should take her to Onyx.
All right. Janice, you want to go to Onyx?
What is that?
It's a wonderland. It's like Disney.
Ja'Cory had a good time at Onyx.
It's like Disney World for grown-ups.
I'm scared.
But you shouldn't be. Ja'Cory had a good time there.
All right. I did. That's Ja'Cory. What is it?
Hey, man. I'm just saying, Ja'Cory had his face in between some cheeks.
All right.
Is it a strip club?
You seem like the type of person who would enjoy strip clubs, Janice.
Yeah, Janice, yeah, you seem like you would enjoy some strip clubs.
Yeah, I don't have like that much of liquid assets for me to be going to strip clubs.
What does that even mean?
I don't have the cash for that.
Yes, you do. You got money. What are you talking about?
I think it's $20.
Just one. Well, it depends on what time we get there. It depends on the time we get there. Like, if we get there before...
Like, you don't have to actually spend. You could just go and watch.
Yeah, you don't have to spend money when you're there. You just got to get there by 9, so you ain't got to pay $60 for parking and all that bullshit.
Isn't that rude to, like, do that?
Rude? Fuck them. They don't give a fuck about us.
These are strippers in Atlanta. They're making enough.
Okay. Fair enough. Correct.
Yeah, they're making a lot of money.
I'll consider it, but I'm not doing no bottle wars.
We're not either. We're not doing no bottle wars either.
Okay, good.
Don't worry about it. We're not doing no bottle wars. We'll see. All right. It's been another hour of the Chicken Liquor Hour. Ja'Cory, give us a nice word to end on.
I wasn't prepared.
Yep, you figured it out, nigga. Figure it out, brother.
When you lose, don't lose the lesson. His Holiness the Dalai Lama.
All right. It's been another hour of the Chicken Liquor Hour. We got the homie.
That was from a Chappelle Show skit, just so you know.
All right. He's so annoying.
I couldn't let God really being deep. I was trying to be funny.
Well, we're still going to end it. We're still going to end it on that. It's been a... Jane, you want to say something or not? She said no. She shook her head. Y'all don't see it. It's been another hour of the Chicken Liquor Hour. Some of us are drunk. Some of us are not. Some of us have missed a lot of hip-hop trivia questions. And some of us have not. So it's been...
We're probably tied because I got almost everything wrong in the first half.
And Janice got everything wrong on the second half. Right? Okay. So, love y'all, niggas. It's been another hour. It's been another hour of the Chicken and Liquor Hour. Love y'all. Y'all be safe. Peace, niggas.